I am Ashada.
And I'm Diara.
And welcome to Nationwide,
where young voices shape the conversation.
From social issues to politics,
crime to careers,
mental health to personal growth,
we're tackling the topics that matter to you.
No sugarcoating.
Just real, unfiltered conversations
with the next generation. Welcome to Nationwide. On this episode, we are tackling Budget Day, and I have two special guests with me. On my left, I have...
Hi, my name is Crystal Walcott, campaign officer and youth advocate in public health.
And on my right...
Dr. Janelle Brown, Just Peace Community Activist.
Thank you both for joining us here today. So let's get into it, budget. And I'm going to break it down into specific areas because I know both of you have particular fields that you're interested in. And Crystal, I'm going to start with you. I know nutrition is your bread and butter. And one of the main things that came out of the budget was the 20% tax on foods and snacks that are high in salt content. So what are your thoughts on it?
Okay, well, first, I want to congratulate the government of Barbados for addressing non-communicable diseases in the March 10th budget. We are facing an NCD crisis. Right now, we have 66% of our adults obese, 31% of our children overweight or obese. And evidently, this predisposes them to non-communicable diseases like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, hypertension. Economically, late last year, it was reported that treating NCDs actually cost about 3% of our GDP. So the tax on the food's high in salt is therefore another measure to look at shaping the environment that we're in, which has allowed certain eating habits to continue. Mm-hmm. We've seen measures like the sugar sweetened beverage tax, as well as the school nutrition policy, which focus on creating an environment which is more conducive mm-hmm. to a positive change. So I believe that the tax will act as a deterrent, but it won't deter everybody because there is a fact that it's still a personal choice at the end of the day to buy these products. I do think that the additional measure to remove the VAT and the import duties on fruits and vegetables is a step towards what we are all calling for, which is healthier options to be more affordable mm-hmm. so that we could incorporate them more into our diet. So by combining the tax with lower costs on healthier options, then I believe it would be pretty effective.
Okay. And, you know, you said that it will not deter everybody. But what initiatives or policies do you think might need to be looked at to help to shape the minds of Barbadians as it relates to foods that are high in salt, high in sugar, unhealthy foods in general?
Okay, I would say first that behavior change is kind of an uphill battle. Mm-hmm. So a lot definitely has to be done. I believe it was mentioned that there will be a public education campaign following this. And I would go a step beyond public education to say public engagement, because people need to get a deeper understanding as to how can they manage their salt intake? Why is it that this tax is even here to begin with? So getting that connection with Barbadians, with our Barbadian children as well, is very important. As it relates to local produce, how are we supporting our farmers mm-hmm. in the agricultural space? How are we encouraging physical activity? Because health is a very holistic space. It's not just diet, it is exercise, it's mental health as well. Mm-hmm. And then to start from early, how are we targeting our children? Because they're still young and they need to have the understanding of why foods high in salts are not good for them, foods high in sugar, foods high in fat. So it's a whole of society approach there, I say, that we need to look at beyond policies, but actually connecting with the average person.
So another issue that really came out on the whole debate on the tax was how it impacts businesses here that sell these unhealthy products, the impact on their business. How do you think that issue and the impact that it may have on these businesses can be tackled?
Okay, so I see the introduction of the tax going three ways. It's either a case where there's going to be a drop in sales, which is the aim to ensure that persons aren't using as much snacks and foods that are high in salt. There could be an increase in sales because persons might continue to consume the products anyway, or there might not be much of a change. What I would like to see is more research done into products that don't have as much of a salt content, a lower sugar content, a lower fat content for sale. And then here, how are we able to reduce the amount of sugar, salt, and fats in the products that exist so that going forward, we would be in a better place as it relates to health.
And in general, as it relates to nutrition, how would you like for yourself and for other youth groups and other young individuals to really be included and incorporated as, you know, Barbados, we go towards the nutritional policies and the fight against NCDs?
So we're actually one of the leaders in the region as it relates to health policies, from the sugar sweetened beverage tax to the school nutrition policy, which other islands are still advocating for with their government. And now this tax is a major win as it relates to shaping the environment. There are a lot of organizations out there, youth-based civil society organizations that are on the ground doing the work. And I believe that there's so much room to collaborate with them so that the message is amplified, because they're on the ground doing the work. If it is that government is doing an education campaign, there are ways to overlap to ensure that it's not just raising awareness, but it's actually connecting with the persons that are on the ground.
Thank you so much, Crystal. And now I'm taking it over to Dr. Janelle Brown. Okay, so another thing that really came out from Budget Day, and it was all over social media, was the hotels. The 6 hotels. And recently, I think they said 3 more.
Yes.
So we have 9 hotels in general. And I think a lot of people looked at it from a negative aspect, and I want to go into that. But I want to touch on the positive side. Do you think that the creation of these 9 hotels has any advantages for the Barbadian population and especially for the younger demographic?
Well, I think I'm going to come definitely for the positive side. I express in terms of me personally, I think it was a great budget. Overall, it touched on a lot of different facts, social issues. It touched on the renovation of the hotels. It touched on the, you know, even the allowance that it had to as well. A lot of Barbadians are asking about that 300 as well. But I mean, even before we go to that question, I mean, growing up, coming up, when I used to say people talk about budget, it used to come up like, you know, what's this boring thing that's going on? What are these people really talking about? But as you grow older and you get, you got dipped into politics, you start to really understand the importance of a budget, because a lot of people don't understand that a budget is important. It shows accountability for the government. And it also shows too as well where the government is going in terms of the fiscal year. Everything is downloaded there for Barbadians to see where we are going over there for the next few years. And when we talk about the hotels, I look at it too as well. The hotels, when it comes to Barbados, 6 hotels, I mean, that's a lot. Congratulations to the government to getting that progress done. And then we heard about 3 more hotels too as well in the budget proposal. And that's good. So 6 + 3, you have, 9 hotels. When we look at it, it shows investment confidence. It shows that for investment confidence comes when domestic and abroad investors can see that the country is somewhere sound economically. And that's where we're going. 6 hotels, you're definitely going to add jobs. We heard what the minister said about 4,000 jobs as well with Indigo, and most of it have been from 70% to actually 95% of locals working. So that's a good start. That helps with the economy in terms of when people are working. You know, you have less people unemployed. But 6 hotels over there, you're talking foreign exchange. Barbados need foreign exchange. At one point in time, you know, certain countries or whatever they want to say, other certain governments, they foreign exchange was low. And now we don't have that problem in Barbados with foreign exchange. So I look at the 6 hotels, it's going to bring more jobs, new jobs. You have stuff like painters, you have masons, you have laborers. And in matter of fact, even when it comes down to the ending, you have people too as well that are designers. So when I look, you know, that's how we hold a government accountable. When those that have voted the government in continue to say, well, this is what we want or this is what we want. In other terms, we call it project management. Implementation is important. It's okay to have the different strategies, but we must implement them now going forward. And I think too as well that Barbados really do hold the government. It seems to be companies too as well. They really hold the government. But I think just listening to the ear of the people on the ground will cause the government of Barbados to continue to be focused on the tasks that they're doing currently.
Of course.
Oh, yay. Great. So as it relates to the success of the TATS, we tend to look at the quantitative. So we're going to look at the sales. We're going to look at if it is that cheaper options are now selling more. But we also have to do that qualitative side of it, which you mentioned, getting feedback from persons. So is it a case where persons are not using snacks that are high in salt? Are they looking to adjust their diets on a whole? Getting that understanding from Barbadians, from public health practitioners, from doctors, what are they seeing persons come in with? How have they made a change in their diets? That is really important when it comes to in about 2 years when we review the tax and look at the success of it.
That sounds good, you know, in terms of what you were saying too as well. Having a system accountable that holds, not also just holds, but track.
Yeah.
Where since this then, what is the progress? How far are we thinking? How well has Barbados received it? And then we can know going forward how to think. So that's a good thing that you added there at the end into as well.
Yeah.
And for both of you, what part do you see young people playing in that?
Well, we have a really fierce group of youth advocates. I'm also involved in Rotary. We have Rotaract clubs, Rotaractors out there doing good in the community. So young people are out there, they're making the changes that they need to, and we are not afraid to hold you accountable at the end of the day. So I would say to any young person out there, if you would have watched the budget, if you are seeing certain things within the country that you want to make an impact in, go ahead and get started because your voice matters.
Yeah, you know, I could just add to what you're saying because you just said it all. Feedback is important. Hearing what the youth out there are saying. I think sometimes too as well, we have politics and community so far away. And for years, so many times, whoever young people have felt like, you know, why should I be involved in politics? Why should I be involved in government? But now we're trying to see a lot of younger people are merging together with government in terms of feedback and also too as well solutions.
Yes.
I think solutions is very important. And there's no perfect government, but in terms of if they can listen to the people on the ground and they hear the feedback and also bring the solution, I think a lot of families out there and businesses will be happy.
Thank you, Dr. Janelle and Crystal, for being here with us today. I am Diaris Springer, and I hope to see you again for another episode of Nationwide.